My name is Barbara. I'm studying in Compton. Originally, I'm from Jesus and in a little town called Kidamanton. And I will be telling you something.
Originally from Limpopo, in the rural area of Limpopo, in the new ministry of women, youth, children and disabilities.
Good morning, members. My name is Sandy Mbacha, originally from Cape Town. I'm the social advisor to the minister.
Sorry, I'm just taking the recorder around because there are no speakers.
Morning everyone, I'm Denise Robinson. I live in Cape Town, but I'm originally from Queenstown, Kumani. So the Eastern Cape is my traditional home right. And I look forward to working with everybody to assist in promoting the rights of women and those who are not getting the recognition that they need. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm also very thrilled to be here this morning, surrounded by so many women. I see there also have men around. I'm Patty Duncan. I'm from the Western Cape, and I'm from the west coast of the Western Cape, a place called Langebaan. That is where I originally stay. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and Minister and Member. Shitangoma Mabaso, from Gauteng, and also a pleasure to be part of contributing in the development of our children, women with disabilities.
Good morning. My name is Kenny Tumela. I'm from Limpopo.
Good morning, Minister Shepherdson and my colleagues. I'm Grace Baker. I'm from Mpumalanga, but the very far part, the western part of Mpumalanga, next to Northwest, next to Gauteng, next to Limpopo. Thank you.
Morning, Minister, our Chairperson and members. My name is Pearl Peterson Majona. I'm from Gauteng province where things are happening. Actually, I love this committee because I've got a disabled child. This is why I'm so passionate and I'm very happy to be here and looking forward to work with everyone right here. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chairperson. We are not going to call you Chair, because you're not the Chair. I am Hope Malka. And I'm from Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape. I was in the provincial legislature previously, and I'm now in the National Assembly. And the reason why I am on this committee, and I love this committee, is because I love working with vulnerable people. And that is what we are all about. And I am a team player. Because I think that's important to when you serve in a committee. And we will, I know, complement each other when it comes to issues of the vulnerable. Thank you.
Morning, Minister, our Chairperson. ladies and gentlemen. I'm Celia Di Cetello from the Western, from the Northwest. I'm from a very, very rural area called Bataros in Kuruman in the Northern Cape. And I'm married there, I'm staying there, but I'm originally from a beautiful village called Motswedi in Kuruman. That's where I was born. My passion with this community is that I have a child who doesn't consider himself disabled. He's working in this government. He's in the north, in the Kuruman area, in the municipality. He's got his office, he's fine. I phoned him this morning and told him, and he said, Mama, good luck. And tell the ladies I say hi to them. Thank you.
Morning, Chair. Morning, Honourable Members. My name is Joy Watson, and I'm responsible for managing the research support to this committee. And if I could just introduce you to the researchers who will be working for this committee. It's Kupso, who will deal with women and gender issues, and Kasifa, who will deal with children, youth, and persons with disabilities.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, Minister, and colleagues. My name is Pat Lidenya Ndanzi, originally from Matatiel, but now I'm from KwaZulu-Natal, Durban. Thank you.
Morning, members. My name is Lady Sanobatana. I'm the committee secretary for this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Only for two seconds.
My name is
Before we start, I would also request that we raise our voices when we talk. Most of us, our ears are not so good, the flights have damaged them. So could we just be loud when we interact so we can understand one another much better? I'm not sure whether Comrade Mandel needs to introduce herself. Honorable Manto Chabalala, could you tell us who you are? Can you tell us who you are? Okay. Perfect. Thanks. Our agenda in front of us, I hope you all have the agenda in front of you. You don't? It's a very short agenda. There are just two items on the agenda. Can I read out the items for those who don't have the... She's got it now. The first item is meeting with the Minister of the Department of Women, Youth, Children and People with Disabilities on the state of residence of the department on the budget rate for financial year 2009-2010. We have slightly met, and the office of the minister is still falling under the president, which then tells us that they don't have, as yet, they don't have their own budget. But I will hand it over to them so they can, you know, tell us their state of readiness, and so that we can just briefly to understand how we are going to be working working from now onwards. I'm not going to dictate to you what to tell us, but we just want to understand how you will be working, especially with regards to the budget votes that are going to take place. We just want to understand that for now. Thank you.
And firstly, congratulations for your appointment as the president of the committee. I am honored by the invitation from the committee for us to come and interact with respect to the budget and the budget processes thereof. Firstly, as the chair has indicated, honorable members, the process of establishing new departments is underway. It's still going on through the Department of Public Service and Administration and the presidency and other related parties departments so that the new departments are legally established. So Treasury has made a request that new departments should stay under the budget of the housing department. So it means that the ministry will still operate under the budget of the president. What it means also is that obviously the presidency has been asked to stretch the budget to accommodate the activities, you know, and programs that are underway of the ministry. So later in the year, there will then be some kind of risk adjustment around October. So we do expect that we will be having the budget vote in the next, you know, budget cycle. So we are not expecting to be having a budget for this financial year. But however, we will be coming to the committee to later this year just to submit our strategic document and our work plan for the department. So in brief, that's where we are at the moment is respect by the processes and the budget board at the moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister. I'll just open for clarity. And also I just wanted to understand, because when we got the program, it said that we were having our budget vote on the 25th. So I just want to understand whether that budget vote will be under the president.
Yes.
Okay.
And the president, like when they do their budget, it will still be the same budget vote that they will sign under the budget that was presented by Minister Peter Manuel in the state in the budget in February under the previous Act of Parliament. So they'll just like to present the same budget along those lines of the budget that was presented in February. They've been asked to stretch like to allocate the new department, but they wouldn't have a standard budget under their budget saying this is for the ministry.
So then am I understanding correctly that presently the people who will be accounting to this committee is the president,
yes,
not the minister. Mm-hmm. Can I open just for more clarity from the members?
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify one aspect. I understand everything that we under the presidency on the 25th. But does that mean that there will be any interaction from us as committee to speak to anything? in relation to what the Department of Defense reports, or will this purely be dealt with by Council?
Let's take three questions and then I think we will respond after the three questions have been asked.
Is just more clarity for people when it comes to the budget within the presidency. Under what horizon do you know these vulnerable communities fall? And is the budget there? You know, we need more explanation because we have to look at the way the minister. The Prime Minister paid out this budget because that was important. And then number two, we are interested in the operational planning. Because even if it falls under the presidency, there should be, you know, something separate to for this vulnerable community within the presidency. Or will everything be included into that program that the body is moving forward into. And so that's my only question. That is our only question. Thank you, Chair. And I must congratulate you and the Minister, the Honourable Minister.
And just to be at ease, just understand that as we sit here, we are all new members.
Yeah.
I have not served on this committee before. So just feel free, we are all new members.
The Minister says it's very important to take the process of the Department of State until the new department is sorted out. And then the Minister also mentioned that the funds are going to be stretched. If so, is it still going to take place in this financial year, the stretching of the funds, or will that also be left over to the next financial year? And if so, you know, is the money paid in place for what area, or is it for the all four places? That is going to be the clarity on.
Can I just interrupt? Can I give the member who just walked in a billion to introduce herself? We have already introduced ourselves to one another. Could you just get that opportunity as well?
I'm okay. Maybe I just want to deal with two questions here in the council. I was just want to respond to the last question of clarity. The request for stretching within the budget of the president is requested for this period. But for the next financial year, the department is expected to have its own budget, which means that we will have our own budget vote, you know, in preparation for the next financial year. Secondly, obviously, there would be an interaction, there's a question that was raised with respect to the interaction with the department. There should be, there must be, and there will be an interaction on a number of areas. You know, there are quite a number of, we've just come in, we're establishing new systems, new structures, and therefore there would be a need, you know, to come to the committee to say, this is what we are putting in place. This is the vision that we are having. These are the programs, you know, that we are having, you know, with respect to the ministry. So, but for the budget processes, this is the process that will be, in fact, it's only for a short few months, you know, to be accommodated so that the program, you know, and all the needs are taken care of financially. So I think, I hope that clarifies the question that has been given. But, by the end of the time.
Thank you, Professor. Our response to the question on strategic plan and operational plan. I also need to inform the honorable members here that the ministry inherited the unit, the so-called unit by them.
Mm-hmm.
The women, disability, children, and youth. So those branches will continue to engage with the committee. They will come and present their stress plan, as usual, their budget. The second part of the clarification is on the operational plan. We will continue to come and do the presentation for the four groups, their operational plan, as we did previously, based on the stress budget.
Mm-hmm.
Under the presidential budget, that would be the budget that you will see from now, that would be under the president's budget. But the department is fully like working on the bigger strategic plan and the work plan for the ministry and the department as a whole.
Okay. The very stretched budget you are talking about. I think this committee would want to understand how much is it, what is it earmarked for?
In terms of the process of not only on this ministry, all the new departments that are being formed as a result of the announcement by the president in announcing the cabinet, the new cabinet division. So what has been asked is that, the hosting department should then take care for all the like, financial requirements that are needed for the new departments. So if we run projects and we have new programs that we want to run with them like as immediately as this financial year, they will allocate like for those financial like things. And then in the budget cycle there is a process where by end of September to October the treasury does a readjustment of all the department's budget. So the budget will be then readjusted to the right class of configuration at that time. In terms of the setting up of the department and the whole structure and the employment of staff, which will be stretched under the presidency, and then what will happen as well is that because of labor relations issues as well, we can't just sort of transfer people within a department that is not legally existing. Once the department is then legally like of existing, they will transfer all the relevant staff to the new department. And as it is now, like of the cost of staff is incurred by the presidency. So that's the stretch that is talking to it as well. And then the programs that we run like of between now and the next financial year.
Okay. Are we understanding what has been said?
I think what we're discussing now is for their youth work. And I really think the youth development station is a school. I think that's a really interesting part to know because it's so process of that thing as well. My last question. Thank you.
The agency is where they're treated. The development agency, the development agency. Can this go to the presidency, or it will go to the minister?
It's under the presidency. When president first announced the ministry, which was a ministry that was going to be responsible for four points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, including the youth. So it would have meant that the ministry would have been, had had a responsibility for the youth agency. But now there is an indication that the youth component may be pulling out of the ministry. And therefore will be, you know, under the auspices of the agency. But even though that is the case, you still have in the ministry young women, under women.
Mm-hmm.
You still have young girls, you know, who are part of youth.
Mm-hmm.
You still have, who are also defined as children.
Mm-hmm.
You also have young people who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So the way, even though the young people go out as young people, but the way we see it is that they may not be total divorced from issues affecting young people within the ministry, because there is this interrelation, you know. So what you need to do is to find the mechanism of interaction, you know. Even though then the youth may go out, but how then do we define the relationship between the ministry and young people? So when the president promulgates that, he will say it's now women, children, people with disabilities, and older people. You know, if the youth go out, then let's get the older person on board as a component. But then knowing that young people indirectly so will be indirectly part of the ministry.
I was a bit uncomfortable when I heard that the youth was going to fall under the presidency. You know, it just came to my mind, why? Is it because they want a better recognition, or what is it? But also I'm consoled by the statement that was made yesterday by the president when he said there's no super minister.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually matter where we fall, we'll just function.
I think we must recognize, but I'm now speaking under contribution. I think we are starting to recognize that this stage is a temporary stage, but it has its danger. But I think what would be better for us is to say, noting the challenges brought by the state, are there opportunities created by the state? So that what we lose in terms of the transition, we make up for that by having gained certain things, and say during the transit stage, we were able to focus on 1, 2, 3. Which normally we would not have been able to focus on if our department had been running. So that by the department, by the time the department runs normally, we have already made up for certain spaces. Let me just make an example and say, it's possible that we may say during this stage, it's important for us to pay more physical visits to our interest groups all over the country. Just a thought. So that thoughts along such lines, we must try to identify so that we don't unaware adopt a situation that says is a moment of taking it. Actually, we must aggressively say it's a moment of going all out.
Thank you. It makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. In short, you are saying that, of course, there will be hiccups during this period, but nevertheless, we should identify some issues that we have raised that we could move on with. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Also, I would just check with the department. I never understand as to when or how do we as a committee become part of your draft plan. When and how do you become part? Because it's just always brought to us. Here it is, we discuss it, and at what stage are we expected to be part of that draft plan, or how? I think it would interest us to be given an opportunity.
You will add that. Chairperson, I think immediately. For me to do immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it should help to have the representation of members, you know, within the committee that you have established. And I will also want to respond to that Comrade Bob has raised, that we would want to have a consultative process with all the stakeholders. As part of our program, you have stakeholders for women and say that here is a new ministry that represents your interests. Let's talk about it. Here's the first plan and the program. Let's discuss how we are going to be moving forward in the next 5 years so that everybody buys into the ministry, the program, and gives support, you know, and also raises pertinent issues, you know, unique to women. When you go to young people, you know, let's just say that they are going out, but they are an important factor, you know, and say, youth of this country, here we are, we have a new ministry, you know, that it has been set up, you know, by our president. This also carries, you know, your interest. How do you want it, you know, to interact with your issues as well? And as well as the representative for, you know, children, and people with disabilities. So that you know, would give a sense of ownership, because this ministry belongs to the people of South Africa.
Mm.
And therefore everybody has got to have a say in how we establish it, in how we strengthen these programs and so on. Women have said they want their own ministry as women, you know. It didn't happen. We now have a ministry that has a four-pronged kind of a responsibility. Therefore, how do we ensure that the issues and the voices of women remain topping the agenda, the young people topping the agenda, irrespective of the fact that we are all under one roof, you know. And that also speaks to the kind of structure that we want to establish, so that we have a fully-fledged ministry, you know, that services the interests equally so of all the persons within there. That's the kind of thinking that we have in terms, and therefore that's why I'm saying to honorable members that it would be important that we have representation, you know, in the processes of developing and fine-tuning our strategic plan and so on. And secondly, that the processes of consultation are going to have got to take place, you know, so that everybody, you know, plays a role, you know, in establishing and defining, you know, the direction of the ministry.
In terms of the involvement of the committee, I think it's the people involved in the first lecture. We will present the final draft, the committee, and then it can be back and then defined by like, the members of the committee before we come back and say this is the final decision.
I'm not
I think we understand what we are being advised. Obviously, we can't be part of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, then we are.
Mm-hmm.
We just get drowned.
Mm-hmm.
And we will not be able to play our oversight role.
This committee, nature and character that is cast across the now, in your consultation, you should not only concentrate on the sector, you must also consult on the partners, because
mm-hmm.
we want to know if the partners comply
mm-hmm.
in terms of empowering this sector.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be very much important that you take the department on board, because when we oversight, we are going to also oversight this one.
Mm-hmm.
Whether
yeah.
they comply with the action.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to
Yeah,
I think what you just said is very important.
Mm-hmm.
We have struggled before to do what you say
mm-hmm.
we should do. It means we are going to go to agriculture and say, are you compliant?
Mm-hmm.
We go to health and ask them, are you compliant?
Mm-hmm.
So that actually means that this committee is going to work with all other departments. It's going to be a very busy committee.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to make those ministers breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to understand that what structures do they have to, you know, in order to comply with the requirements of this ministry.
I think what's become really obvious is that this is not going to be something that's really closely contained or confined. There's going to be a lot of overlapping. So we will have to keep ourselves alert, but we will have to somehow define where we're going as well. But I think we understand. We're finding our way at this stage, but while this is all happening, it could be a good idea for us to explore and even know, get to know more about the people that we are serving and their particular institutions. But I think at the same time, as we as a committee is concerned, we must get ourselves organized well. And can I just make a little key right from the very beginning, as this problem in my previous term as well, that documentation arrives the morning of the meeting. If we could please have it the day before at least, or if not more, so one can read it, and you can absorb it and understand it, and then you're speaking from a point of view of knowledge, not just off the top of your head, because this avoids a lot of duplication and rehashing of things as well. They could have our notices and agendas and documentation early. I'd also very much like if we could have a list of the names and contact details of all the researchers. As you said too, the acoustics are not very good here, we don't have any amplification. If we could have a list of those, then we can start communicating with them and informing ourselves as well, so that we can make sure that we're all experts in our field. One other little organizational thing, I know this is early days, but the field is very small. And it's very confined, and I think that somehow they could find a bigger room where we can have, be able to accommodate more people in comfort as well. And while the budget is being stretched, it would be really nice if we could have some water on the table just to get started. I think there's tea coming, but if we could have a start like that, that would make life easier for all of us. Thank you.
I agree with you that we should get the document back in maybe 2 days before, so that we could make a better contribution. For today, I think whoever is going to present this will be talking to themselves. We'll just be listening. Because we have not gone through them, we have not heard them. And also, I don't think it's necessary, but I'll be guided by the House. Should the department be part of this presentation? For the second item of the agenda.
Define for ourselves lines of accountability so that we don't take away the responsibility of government, the ministry, from the things that they're supposed to do. And since therefore we can measure in each and every department, I think we'll be guided by them as to what their organogram is, when the interaction should take place, how often, so that we are not busy bodies everywhere and then at the end of the day we haven't accomplished anything. Because my understanding is that the instructions that define how the ministry relates to other departments. And therefore we should be conscious that we are not making the everything, otherwise there's a confusion. So we need a specific accountability line, and accountability conduct, and a well-programmed schedule of when these things happen. So that there's no confusion, otherwise you can end up eating and sleeping and waking up in this community and not doing anything else. So that is going to be absolutely absolutely. I'm not sure that the minister is agreeing with here writing this somewhere else.
I think as a committee we'll have to teach ourselves and understand What do we mean when we say, when we talk about executive accountability,
mm-hmm.
so that we will know when and what to say. But in my understanding, it's just basically minister understanding that the department has been given so much,
mm-hmm.
and this is the plan of the department. The department has said that by October they would have delivered so much. Have you done it?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you not done it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you overspent it? So why have you overspent?
Mm-hmm.
Have you underspent
mm-hmm.
it? So why? It's not much of, that's my understanding, but we will discuss it, you know, maybe in the absence of the department as to how we are going to do it. And who Honorable Shabalala is saying, I think that's close of before you speak on the second point, do we agree that we should release the department? Then we move on. So we close it completely. But also before you leave, we still want to understand whether the budget vote will be taking place on the 21st. Will we be part of it? You know, just clarify that part.
I'll get that off.
Then you'll keep in touch with us. So that. Okay.
No, but it's not in terms of the oversight on other departments, but I think we will also, the department, depend on the strengthening of our engagement with other departments in the committee to hold them accountable for the issue that they are supposed to deliver.
Yes.
So
you then will liaise with the committee secretary and we will get information from her.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for now.
The department should go back to especially the comments that are made by the auditor going right back. For sometimes some of the witnesses that the department tend to make, you find that they are ongoing, you know. So that from what previously happened, we take it's lessons and we don't repeat what could have been done in the future. Or what could have been learned in the future. On all the areas that we are waiting for.
So that is an advice to the department.
Can
you get a list? Present the budget. The dates are there for the presentation. I think they have the dates. I think it's the 17th and the 23rd, but it's before the budget vote, so they have the dates. Maybe we'll talk to the committee secretary or.
Yeah, to.
Yeah. Oh. And the document that we are talking about now, you know, this is also one to suggest the conversation of the department. Ready? Why don't we have just 3 minutes to pour a cup of tea and come back to the meeting? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there will be this. Find the attendance register. I'm told there's a new norm of timing time in and time out for whatever reason. But you sign when you come into the meeting and you sign when you go out. In other words, you cannot sign in at 10 and then sneak out at 10:30.
And she said, just remind everyone to be on time, but that people that don't come on time.
No, I was just meaning it.
Thank you. we ready? To the reception. Can we start, members? Perhaps just before we start, just briefly tell us the purpose of this presentation. Why are you giving it to us?
What we want to do with this presentation is to give you an overview of some of the issues at the conference level that are important for the community of Canada. Because in conference, I carry some issues on the way around, particularly the density of women. I started out the country as a research for the committee in 2003. And the role of this committee now is not only to take on new issues, but to close the business of the previous two commissions that dealt with these issues. And we have started with two branches, one dealing with women and one dealing with gender and sexual disability. So it's important that we don't leave the work of those committees hanging in the middle, but that we should close some of those issues and then look as a committee in terms of what is the strategy for taking on some of the outstanding content areas that still need to be out there. So what we're doing is seeking to do what some of those issues are. So it is what I'm giving that the committee is giving to take that information, look at it, and to then assess to what extent it will be used or not, and which of the problems we have. And what we're receiving is in terms of what we know from the part of this committee is what the community salaries issue, and to support the 2084 for discussion. I just wanted to start by saying that there's nothing to realize that we're so changed from some particular type of history. And we tried as researchers to document some of that history because...
Hold on, sorry, what is the history?
Was
I'm in Vietnam or no? What's the
history? Sometimes I use finger and I set the ground that you can open up the door to keep interrupting when I do that. But both joint monitoring committees, one on women and the one on children with a sense of disability, we found that they were experiencing a number of administrative impediments delivering on their mandate. And that these were seriously hampering the ability to be productive and to deliver on their mandate. And these include a number of issues. On the one hand, we found that sometimes the old chairperson from Mussoul and wanted to travel somewhere and visit the committee budget and there was no money. So we realized that the committees had less money than other committees. And partly it was because the explanation given was the committee had not been as active as other committees, and so they were given less money. So that had a budget perspective that had less allocations than other committees. Both joint monitoring committees were only allowed to meet on Friday in terms of the meetings. And that was a huge problem because most members were able to meet and they started meeting on a Thursday night. So we really struggled with getting forums when the commission met. And sometimes it takes decisions like four members in to make a forum and take a decision, but then members would have to go and they weren't an integral part of the discussions all the time. There's also, and I'm not saying this amongst the politicians, but amongst society in general, that gender is a soft issue. And it's something that they do battle with in the research unit as well. Some of the less resourced and the other research practices dealing with finance and economic affairs, because we assume that as a sort of soft issue. And they're not. In reality, the constitution provides for the rights of socially vulnerable groups, and it's an important mandate, and it's important to get it right. If we look at our paper legislative framework, on paper, South Africa has made significant strides in very progressive, but in reality, that's not translated into practice. There are poverty levels are very high, alarming levels of violence against women and children. We have set targets like the disability coverage for employment in the public service, which is not met. So there are a number of challenges. And you know, what is exciting now is that there is a new structure. In the past, the joint monitoring committees could not start legislation. The legislation was never referred to them. Their role was to monitor the gender education, the education for the education of children and people with disabilities, but the legislation was never referred to them per se. And that's a huge difference now in terms of the role of this commission in the selection. You are able to
Department of Education and conduct oversight. So the role of the committee is carrying some of the if we look also at the way in which the committee operated in the past, Parliament has a certain cycle. We start in February when the budgets are announced, looking at the budget growth. Then the department on the table will put the plan. And so from the research side, we start doing an analysis of the budget that we give to you. We start doing an analysis of the strategic plan that we give to you. And then we go into the mid-term review. In September, your annual reports are tabled, and we start analyzing that and give you some perspective on all of those. And in between, there are also international conferences with ICD, the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association. So all of these things happen. And in terms of the cycle, as the JMC, didn't have a clear role, because when we looked at annual reports, when we looked at budgets, we were monitoring across. But we didn't actually have a department. Now, the role of the committee, in a sense, is bigger. It has to do the department, as we discussed earlier, but then also all other line departments. So not only the Ministry of Women, Children, etc., we will have to look at health, at justice, at education. What that means is that it's easy to get lost in all of that, because also we've got four groups, children, youth, persons with disabilities, and women. And if we then focus on in a way that is strategic, and the commission is saying that what is the approach to taking on? Are we going to, we can't cover everything in one year. So what are we going to decide are the issues of children, for youth, for women, for persons with disabilities? Do we see this as a massive approach? Do we want to, in this year, for example, say, let's look at violence and look at budgets and report everything from the perspective of violence? Next year could be social development and looking at social grants, etc. So we need to find out what is the best way to approach this. It can't be fighting at pieces all over the country. It needs to be a coordinated solution that is working towards this. We can say 5 years, this is where we started and this is where we're going towards. And we just present an idea in terms of a thematic area focus, which you may or may not like. But our job is to change that for you and to work with ideas that come from around the table. Just to also say, in terms of, for example, the National Gender Policy Framework, there's a very clear gender policy framework, which now no longer applies because in terms of that framework, it created the Gender Policy Committee. So this committee now needs to start thinking about what role does it play in the development of policy, or is it not policy that we want? Some women should support the policy rather than say, let's have an act. That is one of the first things that we need to then be looked at. As we're talking to the children, we want the gender act, we want the policy, we want to rework the policy. What is the approach going to be? Then there's the issue of the machines. The machines are playing with the executive ministry and the committee of the ministry. So we need to look at the children's machinery, the youth machinery, the gender machinery, and say, what is the role between the role players? Now, if I can just use the example of the gender machinery, in the past, it's comprised of the Commission for Gender Policy, which is an independent body that has to report to the Justice Committee. And we might want to change that right now, which is more transparency. We had the Office of the Status of Women in the Constitution. We had the gender focal point in each of the government departments that had to monitor the work of each government department from the perspective of gender. And we had the Joint Monitoring Committee. Now the structure is changed. And in the past, and we did a study talking to women in civil society, but also talking to the gender machinery. And one of the big criticisms was that the machinery is not talking to each other. As much as we have the NGM and we have those machines, there's room for more information sharing, coming together and being on the same page and having the same thing as what the different roles are doing. So this commission needs to also think through what is the relationship with the different components of the machines, and bear in mind the difference between the machinery and the machinery. And I also wanted to point out the minister had made a note of the fact that youth participation out, and we might
So these are some of the issues that we, you know, we've just put out there. First of all, let's get on to the content on women's gender and the cuts for children, youth and people with disabilities. But as well as the serious as a starting point to thinking about strategic planning and what you're going to keep up the program of.
Thank you for that. I'm not sure whether that was a presentation or just.
Thank you for the morning session. And I will be in session on women's issues. And for the committee, I'll be the group that I'm going to be. Much of what I'm going to say in the first two or three slides is also going to be really covered. So the religious priorities, say much the same. Things in terms of monetary legislation, looking at budget allocation, policy and program development, in terms of social policy, it's still there. So we have to look at what the committees are going to be in terms of those things. I've got in terms of religious priorities, monitor and ensure that there are policies in terms of the implementation of the ministries and departments. Or in terms of the many of the standards that we have, all departments are required to have things like gender policy. That hasn't happened. So we need to look at those kinds of things also from a children's perspective, from a disability perspective, and youth perspective. Monitoring legislation, including the budget for compliance with international commitments, a lot of the kinds of international commitments to make specific provisions for budgetary allocations in terms of children and policy development for certain vulnerable groups. And as we said, the convention now is a really good manager because we raised them to the independent department that it has to monitor, but also cuts across all other departments. So monitoring the budget and the strategic plans from other departments that particularly impact on certain vulnerable groups. So in terms of the oversight monitoring and evaluation of the committee, like we said, looking specifically at legislation, policy and certain, there's appropriate budget for other sectors, and in general we look at improving the lives of social vulnerabilities in South Africa. To move over, I'll be looking at the specification of women now. So the committee has a very specific role to play in terms of oversight of legislative gender participation. We've got the forward-looking policy, it's all inclusive, but as Joy also highlighted, social rights don't necessarily translate into, you know, something that really affects on the rights of people on the ground. So we need to look at that. And the big thing is that in most cases, there hasn't been a service budgetary allocation to implement the legislation and the policy there. So that's a really important thing to look at. On the slide, this is policy and legislation. This is also not an exhaustive list, but these are some of the key things that some the period of the JMT have been in their time in the past, or that are associated that need to be considered. First, if you look at policy, I highlighted the National Gender Policy Framework there. And in terms of a concept that was developed for the ministry. And in terms of that concept, there was a proposal that perhaps the policy framework should be elevated to an act. Because in terms from the policy framework, there's no legislative sort of matter that the department has to follow through. And also, with the standing of the day and the forming of the committee, there's now sort of contravening some of the things that are in that policy framework. So there's a need to review some of the things that are in the policy framework. Like I said earlier, in terms of the frame of cases, was that gender policy in all departments, gender focal points, also in the provincial OSWs, Minister of Women, all of that is not about. So maybe we need to look at reviewing policy or elevating it to the status of an act of the day. In terms of the legal life, then I've divided it into three categories. It's on page 2, 3. Legislation is the part that's important, is the Sexual Safety Act. That is specific implications for women in terms of services that they made available to victims of violence. And also, you see the aspect of domestic violence activities, even though it's called the 1998. But one is the implementation of this act. So it's there, but many elements of it also, because of budgetary allocation, is not been working. At police stations, and people, I don't think a lot of people aren't even aware of the rights in terms of this act. Mm-hmm. So those are also things that we need to look at. In last year, the JNC made a submission to the Municipal Committee on Justice on the traditional court book. And there were certain provisions in the committee found were not gender sensitive. So those provisions from the submissions we made in last year gone to the Municipal Committee. At the end of last year there was no response from the committee, which is problematic. We need to look at how that's taken forward. But we've heard that the Portfolio Committee is looking at all the public hearings, Portfolio Committee Justice Study is looking at all the public hearings in relation to the proposal, and there's possibility for the joint venture with the committee to look at what I can do in our circulated submission on the proposal for members of the committee. The important legislation that has been proposed is the reform of customs and law of protection and regulation of legal matters. That speaks specifically to the rights of firstborn of the girl child, the eldest girl child to be able to inherit property in terms of customs and law, giving women and girls equivalent rights to men, to be able to inherit property. The domestic partnership law in terms of women that are in relationships that have been long-standing, as sort of, this is to say, your common law relationship that people have been living together for years, well, now also give those women specific rights in terms of accessibility to property, financial support, and also impact on children in those relationships. And then really important is the prevention of and combating of trafficking in persons goals. As many of you know, we don't have trafficking legislation in this country. But it is proposed now that 2010 is next year, the World Cup, and some of the things given to the international and trafficking legislation is one of them. If we move over to the next slide, I'll just highlight some of the international commitments that the country has given to you. Firstly, the most important one is the Convention on the Elimination of War Forms of Discrimination against Women, or CEDAW, as we commonly talk about it. This year, the country has submitted a combined second, third, and fourth report. Our last report is a combined second, third, and fourth report. In terms of the CEDAW provisions, the country's tentative audits are required to submit within 4 years. The country's report is 4 years. South Africa has not met that in the results. This report is 56 months. Yeah? But it's a very overdue, so there's a combined report that's been submitted looking at the period from after, so I think it's 1994. The combined report covers the period from 1998 until and the next country report is the period from 2030. The important thing is that the committee will have submitted recommendations coming from deliberations on that report. And also, it gives some of the challenges that are highlighted in that report.
In the report, there are also a number of specific issues that we need to look at. Secondly, the static protocol on gaming development. We have a time to say this report to you at the end of next year. Problem is that we signed this in September last year, but we haven't identified as it is. August last year, because the recommendation was that we should wait for the fourth parliament to be efficient before the session. So that's also an urgent priority for the committee to look at the limited application. The Millennium Development Goal, as the pilot is there, goal 3 and 5 in terms of women, specifically, which is promoting gender equality and improving maternal health. And these goals are supposed to be met by 2014. So we also need to look at what's the progress being made in terms of those two goals of the Living Development Goals. And then I've highlighted there the Beijing Platform for Action. And some of the key targets that we went there in terms of women is the development of educational mechanisms for the advancement of women, creation of safety of national machinery, integration of gender perspectives in legislation, public policy service and projects, and the generation and dissemination of gender disaggregated data for information for family and elimination. Now that's exactly what the committee is responsible for in terms of its oversight function, looking at gender perspectives in legislation, public policy and urban development. And I want to highlight that one of the big problems we have is that we don't have a lot of gender disaggregated data. Gender disaggregated data. So if we can, whether it's in department or, you know, we need to look at planning processes, but if we don't have data, and how do we monitor certain things if we don't have the data available? So, I think what I was highlighting is that the committee has to now also ensure that where country reports are due in the next couple of years, that those things that the committee interacts with, then obviously, maybe the ministry will be responsible for that. The committee also has a role to play in terms of interacting with them and providing input in terms of these country reports. And the committee holds government departments accountable in terms of line functioning departments being responsible for certain of these issues. So the committee has that role to play by calling departments to say, well, what is the progress in terms of gender equality? What we set certain targets, have they been met, why not? And those kinds of things. I just wanted to also highlight some of the key issues for consideration on the committee. This is not an exhaustive list. We obviously things that can be added in the case of this list, but as a starting point, things to look at. In terms of institutional mechanisms, spoken about some information about the creation and functioning of the ministry and the department of women, how, in terms of that relationship, how will the committee be interacting and working with the members and the department. Also, emphasizing the monitoring and implementation of legislation and targeted policies and rights is important for the committee from a gender perspective. Looking at the functioning of the national gender machinery, we heard that the OSW and all of those are now being approached into the ministry, but what's going to happen? How will there be something and who goes where and who will be reported to in the future? And in terms of reporting implementation, in terms of country projects and country reporting. And then I also wanted to highlight some of the key issues that have also come from the JNC era, but issues that continue to affect women in South Africa, the high levels of violence against women, economic empowerment and skills development. We've got a large number of most of the people that are fed in the economy are women. Access to services. Yes, we've improved service delivery, but there are still people who don't have access to water, who don't have access to electricity. Poverty, education, and children in the shape of the past, and then also the issue of HIV and AIDS. We know that several services that there are women, young women who are interested in the
Thank you. thank you, Chairperson, honourable members. Just to give you an indication of the documents, the PowerPoint presentation basically pulls out some of the six documents you have, which is the 5-year review. One, Chris Wolf covered issues around gender, and the other six documents covers all issues pertaining to children, youth, and persons with disabilities. And how we've defined what these issues are, we've looked at how is the Joint Monitoring Committee that I served for the past 2 years on children, youth, and disabilities, what have they covered within their program? And in terms of the state of the nation, I guess, in terms of budget speeches, what has come up? But over and above that, we've also engaged for the past 2 years with members from civil society across these different sectors to hear from civil society itself what they perceive to be the issues. And I've also looked at the work that we have done specifically around the National Youth Development Agency, around which Honourable Debeni was a member in terms of the ad hoc committee, and what is happening around youth. So starting then around page 4, policy and legislation, I've tabulated everything around children, youth and persons with disabilities. So the first line covers what are the key issues pertaining to children. So under policy, the first policy that was drafted after we ratified, South Africa ratified the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, was a National Programme of Action for Children. That was reviewed last year, and the Office on the Rights of the Child presented to the previous Joint Monitoring Committee and progress in relation to that. Then you have the National Youth Policy. On the 30th of April, that came into effect this year. And in terms of disability, we have the Integrated Disability Strategy. That was developed in 1997. It has been reviewed by the Office on the Status of Disabled Persons, which Benny Palenia, who was here previously, briefed the committee on as well. And then also, we have a National Disability Policy Framework and Guidelines, which in effect was developed to give effect to our recently ratified Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Plus, we have the Public Service Commission, which is in there, it talks to the importance of the 2% equity target. But given all these policies in relation to the new ministry, there's a need to say, well, given the mandate of the ministry, would these policies for children, youth, and persons with disabilities, how do they fit in with the mandate? Would it need to be reviewed? If not, why not? And what are the implications? In terms of the commentary, Joy had, and Crystal had alluded to previously, around with the gender policy framework creating an act. In terms of children, looking at the history of the country, they have given effect to children's rights in terms of Section 28 of the Constitution by creating a specific act. So, for example, the Children's Act gives effect to the children's rights to social services. So, in effect, children's rights in terms of acts are all over. In terms of youth, we have a National Youth Development Agency Act that gives effect to what the agency is supposed to be given and how the development of youth rights are fostered in the country. In terms of disability, there has been talks as to when we've adopted the convention, should we be having a disability act? Just to give a bit of input from civil society, and even within the JMC of last year, there was debate. To give effect to a disability act, does it mean everything is owned within one act? And to what extent do we actually want that to happen versus mainstreaming the issues around disability within all legislation? But that again is for the committee to inquire, engage and debate on. In terms of legislation, as just tabulated previously, I have three columns to be considered in process and passed. In terms of legislation for that would affect children and youth and persons with disabilities is prevention and combating of trafficking persons bill. It has been introduced to Parliament, hasn't been signed, but is of utmost importance to the committee. Currently, the Children's Act has some inclination to references for trafficking as well as child justice, but that needs to be further more succinctly. In process, which hasn't yet been enacted and is forward in Parliament, film and publication, why is that important? It deals with issues of child abuse and images, child pornography. In terms of social assistance amendment bill, again, we have several grants that would affect this committee. Child support grant is currently up to 15. It's been pushed to say what happens between a vulnerable group of 14 to 18. Where's the social security next? And in terms of refugees in Nyesenville, again, there were issues there in relation to children and youth. In terms of acts that have been passed, Children's Act, Child Justice, Sexual Related Matters Act, the National Youth Development Agency Act. The committee has a crucial role in terms of oversight to say, well, what programs are public departments currently doing in terms of budget and programs to make sure that these acts are implemented. The Children's Act at the moment, just a little background, we have a fully amended act which included section 75 and 76. However, only parts of the act are currently being implemented. In terms of regulations for the act, the draft regulations have not been finalized. It had come before the Select Committee on Social Services last year. In terms of costing of the act, that also hasn't been complete. So in effect, many of the provisions within the social, in terms of the Children's Act, won't come into effect until those things are finalized. Child justice only comes into effect 1st of April 2010. But again, the challenge has been, where's the money that's earmarked to be effective at that? We are the programs, crucial role to be played for the committee. And then in terms of the National Youth Development Agency Act, just in terms of background, the board for the agency is up and running. The chairperson of the board is Mr. Andile Lungi. But there again, the committee has a crucial role to play in terms of what the outcome was from much of the work that was done by the previous committee. One of three things. Firstly, there was an inter-ministerial task team set that looked at the transitional arrangements around the National Youth Commission and the Umzimbombo Youth Fund. So these two essentially merged under the agency. And there was huge financial challenges posed by these commissions. And again, currently, Umzimbombo Youth Fund is coming before the Portfolio Committee on Labour to talk about its budget and staff plan as we sit here. So again, to see what should be our role and how do we engage. So that's policy and legislation. And in terms of treaties and commitments, for children, we have the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child. In engaging with the Office on the Rights of the Child last year and the beginning of this year, they've indicated the United Nations Committee has said we need to combine the second and third reports. Second country report is complete. The third country report was in draft as thought to be approved by Cabinet. And those are extremely important for the committee to engage with too. Not just only in terms of the report itself, but also what would be the recommendations once this report is submitted to the committee at the United Nations, what comes from there. And furthermore, that in relation to these processes, civil society often has the space to provide shadow reports. So there too, the committee has an opportunity to engage, to hear from civil society. So that's urgent. We're 10 years late in terms of providing a report. The last report we provided was in the year 2000. The African Charter, we were expected to deliver a report, initial report in 2002. There's no record as to whether we submitted a report. In terms of youth, we recently ratified the African Youth Charter. There again, it would be the committee's role in terms of monitoring and evaluating progress in this regard. In terms of persons with disabilities, as I've indicated, we ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Our initial country report is due in 2010. However, South Africa was elected as a pilot country to look at how it used the convention and maintain it into domestic and legislation and policy. There's going to be an expert meeting, and the Office on the Status for Disabled Persons will be facilitating that meeting to look and see within the country how are we doing this. Binding commitments to Millennium Development Goals, all the goals, the eight of them, pertain to these socially vulnerable groups. The target date is 2014, but the committee, when engaging with various departments, can hold them to account and say, talk to us of your progress in relation to child survival, maternal health, and employment, EE quotas as well. So just to, in terms of treaties and commitments, the two important things for the committee, an oversight goal in terms of reporting, of country reports and looking at the follow-up recommendations from the various United Nations committee. Now looking at the issues for children, what I've done on this slide is basically group the issues into themes, and then across each theme saying what falls under that. In terms of child protection, there are unacceptably high numbers of violence perpetrated against children, youth, persons with disabilities. As we've indicated, child pornography is a rising concern. Trafficking, missing children, school-based violence, the media consistently reports of issues in relation to that. And when looking at that, it's also saying, well, to what extent the children who are, and youth and persons with disabilities, and women as well, are victims to these atrocities, we need to access the appropriate health care services and social services. In terms of child survival and maternal mortality, we do know that we have an unacceptable rate of deaths of children in the country, as well as maternal mortality, from preventable causes. For example, in relation to diarrheal disease, pneumonia, burns, motor vehicle accidents. And again, it would be to say to what extent are children able to access health and social services. Importantly to note that malnutrition has been the underlying cause of the majority of deaths of very young children, children under five. And that's important to know. And it's not just malnutrition, but seeing it in the context of food security. In terms of social security, the key grants in terms of children, the child support grant, the foster care grant, which we have also noticed is on an increase because of the number of children who are placed in foster care and who are less vulnerable, and then the care dependency grant, which is an allocation to children with moderate to severe disabilities. That grant is currently being reviewed. In terms of education, ECD has consistently within all the states of the nation and this is given high priority. Again, it's the extent to which the committee will need to know how is ECD being rolled out, is it actually getting to the most vulnerable of children, or is the allocation in terms of money being appropriately. In terms of education, a key concern is also in terms of access, the quality of education, and efficient dropout rates. Children in conflict with the law, a key issue here is the implementation of the Child Justice Act. Because within that, they talk to social reintegration within the community, trying to reduce the period of awaiting trial prisoners, and that also has bearing in terms of youth awaiting trial and youth in conflict with the law. Provision of basic service is of paramount importance to children as well. Again, if you're looking at diarrheal disease, it's not only about provision of health care, which is essential, but access to clean water and sanitation and the interaction between those two. Housing, shelter, roads and transport. Again, MDG monitoring is not a separate issue. It relates to all of the above. But this, across all the slides I have disaggregated data, budget and monitoring and evaluation. The committee cannot do its work optimally until departments give us the data that's disaggregated. Budget needs to be reviewed from a particular lens, rights, disability, gender, and consistent monitoring and evaluation. In terms of youth, economic empowerment, acceptably high rates of unemployment for youth, which is at the moment 70%. They're looking at the struggle around youth, which they've named at youth parliaments for the past 3 years, struggling to get access to learnership or challenges around that, and entrepreneurial opportunities, the extent to which those are sustainable. Education, consistency again, it's about access to education, secondary, tertiary, and teachers, and the challenges around funding and bursaries. Gender-based violence, race, femicide, trafficking. Those rates are high. Homicide for males is extremely high. In the Western case, the male homicide rate far outlies issues around females. So that's of concern. In terms of poverty alleviation, again I've noted, the gap in terms of social security is at 15 to 18 years. And in food security too. Just to reiterate, using conflict with the law, in November of, was it February of last year, the Joint Monitoring Committee, and it took a visit to Tollsmoor Prison. Unacceptably long waiting periods for youth awaiting trial and challenges around these. Again, we need this aggregated data. We need to look at the budget from a youth perspective and consistent monitoring and evaluation. In terms of issues affecting persons with disabilities, healthcare. The extent to which persons with disabilities are able to access rehabilitation and assistive devices. Department of Health last year reported to the Joint Monitoring Committee and said there was a backlog in terms of wheelchairs. We have yet to receive updated statistics to say to what extent is that backlog. And it's not just about wheelchairs. They're hearing aids, they're walking frames, walking sticks, there's a whole range. Transport and accessibility. There's much in our engagement with civil society and the disability sector is the challenges faced by persons with disability in terms of accessing accessible public transport. There again, looking at the taxi recapitalization program and the bus rapid transport system. Social security, in terms of two grants, the disability grant and the care dependency grant. And what it also came to light for the committee last year was the challenges around workers' compensation, where somebody is injured on site at a work premise, they land up either courtesy or even in a private hospital, and something happens in terms of their benefits. Something's not being paid out, but there seems to be a gap. No one actually looks into that. So another big issue. In terms of education for persons with disabilities, for younger children with disabilities, the learners with special education need schools. The schools are, in comparison to mainstream schools, are in appalling condition. That's a serious concern, which has been noted over and over. And the extent to which teachers, tertiary, and SET colleges are appropriately ensuring that they're able to facilitate entry of persons with disabilities, particularly youth. Employment equity target, we haven't reached the 2% target. When last we checked, it was probably 0.34%, and that's of all partners. And it's not just about the 2% target, but also departments needing to have a disability policy to say, well, what is your retention strategy if you do include persons with disabilities? Economic empowerment, again, the youth unemployment rates are high. Unemployment rates for persons with disabilities is even higher. So what, given we have programs that just done as DISA, but to what extent those programs are actually enabling persons with disabilities to access the appropriate opportunities. Basic services, again, we need to think in terms of housing, water and sanitation, electricity, roads and transport, the extent to which persons with disabilities are able to access. Media. Currently, in terms of official languages, sign language is not a 12th official language. However, within the SABC, there was a request to ensure sign language is available and programmed, but that hasn't really worked consistently. And again, there's a need to be able to look back at that. In terms of the slide that says functioning of the committee, what Crystal and I had done was looked at how the Joint Monitoring Committees had functioned since their inception. And at the inception, a document was drafted to say by Kaspar Hundik, the previous secretary to the NA. And he had particular suggestions and recommendations to say, well, in order for these committees to work better, these are the things that need to be done. So we looked at that document and then looked at the progress of the JNC and thought, well, what's the learning lesson? Strategic planning is something for the committee to consider. The Joint Monitoring Committee on Children, Youth and Disabilities had a SAT plan in January of last year. And when we looked and evaluated against our program, we had accomplished 70% of what we intended to do. And why was that? The committee needed to prioritize, choose. We'd love to do 100, we can't do 100 of these issues. We needed to decide what would be the priorities. I'd like to concur with Dr. Sabalala Simang around separation of powers. because at that strategic planning, we had the strategic partners do presentations. We had the National Youth Commission, all the officers, Rights of the Child, and the Safe of Disabled Persons. We had UNICEF as well. But consistently, it was reinforced to the committee that these entities who report are able to give to us that hand an idea of where they're going, but the separation of powers was imperative. And in terms of workshops, what would be helpful is engagement around understanding issues around rights, child rights, disability rights, youth rights, gender rights. And what does this mean by mainstream? We need to mainstream children's issues, mainstream disability. Practically, when you have Department of Labour come before you, what are we looking for?
Mm.
As well as budget, looking at the budget from a gender lens, from a disability lens, so you have a budget with all these different lenses. In terms of the Joint Rules 122, it does offer an opportunity for committees to consider subgroup structures. Given the mandate of the committee, that's what one opportunity to say, well, how best are we able to deal with all these socially vulnerable groups? And subgroup structure is something for the committee to engage, discuss, and inquire about. Just to reiterate what Joy indicated previously, timing. Friday mornings was particularly hard in terms of holding a quorum. Conferral with other committees, as indicated previously, justice around the traditional force law. How do we create critical mass? And again, it's for the committee to say, well, what should be our guidelines for conferral with other committees? Member statements, I think, is a very important opportunity to raise the issue and the platform of matters pertaining to social vulnerable groups. Engagement with media and civil society, as imperative the committee, we need to look at, well, what's the strategy around that? Sectoral parliaments. To date, for the second and third term, we've had youth parliament and we had women's parliament. We've had a day to look at children's issues. There's never been a children's parliament, and there's never been a disability parliament. But there's been requests to say, well, that should be done. But again, at the moment, there's a task force in parliament to review how that can be done differently to ensure that it's, again, maintains the core business of parliament. Institutional mechanisms. Just in terms of a summary around all these different machineries, we've got the children's machinery, youth, and the national disability machinery. It's to say, well, to what extent these machineries now with the new ministry would change in terms of form and function, in terms of mainstreaming, what is against all these different machineries, their role be in terms of mainstreaming issues. How would Parliament look at establishing a way of working to ensure that in its work it maintains all the issues pertaining to socially vulnerable groups, and then just to reiterate issues around sectoral parliament. Last slide. These are proposed themes. What we had done is, given all these issues, say, well, how can we group them in a way that's manageable, but that cuts across all socially vulnerable groups? And it's for the committee to discuss, change, remove, edit, and so forth. As a proposal for 2009, if the theme is around violence and socially vulnerable groups, we can, within the committee, deal with the impact of violence for children, women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Deal with child pornography, trafficking, shelters for women, youth care centers, access to health and social services in relation to the impact of violence, children and youth in conflict with the law, and then under the scene, say, well, what's the key legislation we need to keep our finger on the tab on? 2010, survival and development. That encapsulates issues around child survival, maternal mortality and health, impact of HIV and AIDS, food security, basic services. Vital legislation is important because in order to monitor progress, we need reliable and credible death certificates and birth registration and death registration, so birth and death statistics. And then also issues around child maintenance, that too has consistently been a problem. 2011, poverty and economic empowerment. Within that is to say, there's been talk of a poverty line, the poverty strategies, but what's the impact of that in relation to socially vulnerable groups? What are the unemployment strategies? Have they worked? To what extent have they enhanced and the well-being and quality of life of socially vulnerable groups? Looking at small and medium micro enterprises and their employment targets. 2012 is about education and skills development that cuts across all the groups. Access to the education and the quality, special needs schools, funding and finance, and seasons. 2013, even though we've had this as ministries, machineries, and government program of action, there should still be an in-year monitoring for every year between now and the end of the term. What is expected for each of these ministries and machineries in terms of reporting to the committee? So even though 2013 can be used as a year, possible year for reflection, how is in terms of the new ministry's mandate, were they able to achieve their objectives? And then as well as reviewing all the new policies that are coming into effect in that time period. That in a nutshell is the proposed theme. We welcome suggestions, comments, and
thoughts. Oh, what a long presentation. Members, I'm not sure how you would want us to approach this. Can I be guided? It's such a long presentation from the first one to this one. Yeah, I think that's the first thing that we need to do, and come up with ideas as to how we should approach it.
Yes, caucus, I can understand caucus, not only go to the smaller midterms. It discusses in depth issues that I am not sure that the caucus would be able to intervene. Equally so, I see here on the next page that this is a very important question that you mentioned, the people, first of all, of gender development, that is only for the age of gender and the state now, but I'm not speaking of the age of gender development, where we are developing a plan for implementation. On the second page, you know, I'm not sure if I have to change the question, because this campaign is comprised of so many factors. Whether it shouldn't be a class on its own. I mean, just the Wednesday morning and the whole weekend, discuss all these matters I don't think so. Perhaps even if the mandatory party levels might want to suggest it be converted into a class. So that we see justice in terms of debating this issue. On the same issue, so when you talk about Indian development goals, and you mentioned children, I think you need to pick up the question and the decision to get public government even before it comes back to us. What is missing here, international commitment, is the Committee on the Status of Women, who haven't mentioned it before, for instance. On the same page, when you talk about issues for consideration by the Committee, I just read this document, I was making a review of it, and I wrote it in the last bullet on the square. I just get worried that we must be displayed over by the media. And think that what we should be addressing is HIV and AIDS. There is health, promotion, and prevention of disease, yes, including HIV and AIDS. But you can't limit yourself to HIV and AIDS. Especially after you've read today's newspaper, how well this country has done in reducing the prevalence of HIV and AIDS amongst children and young people. And I think it's a test on our shoulders, maybe some of us, who demand that it's 40 years old are not doing anything about children. But we're reducing, and that's a report of 2008 by the Research Council, from 5 to 2. I think it's something incredible. So we can't yet again bracket ourselves and then lose focus of other things. You know, for example, there's issues of carcinoma vaccination. Well, vaccination of carcinoma, I think appears here. And that's something that is really for the children around 15 years. And if we don't focus on this, we are not going to apply our mind. We probably can prepare a paper for you for this to prevent this alarm. I don't know how common this occurring. The vaccine against pneumonia and diarrhea requires on it. Now, I just want to correct the fact that we've ratified the African Republic, we have not. We've just signed it. That process needs to be foreign affairs, and I don't need to take the time that we signed it on the 7th of May, that we've ratified the process. So it's something that we must monitor. Yeah, one other thing to write about in the Antifaqat is to make sure that we take charge again. Yet again, I suggest to see you talking about something like that. The topical issue is the country is one and prosperity. It's all it's about. Why is it a serious matter? It is a serious matter. Maybe this committee might want to establish its own committee to go and find out what the implementation of the program of action has been around this climate and the city speaking, and I think it's happening in Uganda everywhere else. You might want to say that. And I think I'm really stuck with suggestions. And I think I've mentioned this thing, of course, for very HIV vital resources. I think we must go beyond HIV and AIDS police. Children die from paraffin poisoning, children die from accidents, and we can't be straight jacketed in our thinking. To just think, like, you know, August 7th, HIV and AIDS, then we can't think beyond this. I think it would be very important for us if we can be the people of the country. I think also we must accept to say there has been no access to rehabilitation of the violence. I don't know whether we have an oversight in the provinces. I'm not sure how committed we are. But if you were to look at the national level, the backlog was cleared a long time ago. And that responsibility transferred to the provinces. So you can't take a responsibility that is not yours and you are going to monitor yourself. We somehow have to relate with the provinces to see what the provinces and the provinces are doing. On economic empowerment, I'm not sure. I don't understand Madam Madea. I just on the recipe removed the slide in 1976. So if our documents still reflect this fact, we are outdated. We are not in line with the other commission. Thank you very much.
I think you should go back to the same proposal that I think Mrs. Manto has highlighted a lot of issues. Obviously she's a bit advantaged because she was serving on this, so she would assist us. But I'm still proposing that we take the document, familiarize ourselves with it, and come back, take on board what Mrs. Manto has said. But also, there are very basic issues that we could just attend to. Very basic issues that are a problem in our provinces around women issues. But I understand how members feel. But what Mrs. Mandel said and about what I'm just saying now, how do we see ourselves moving forward? Don't look so sad.
I'm just asking myself one or two questions. Why we go towards the I ask myself a question and say, what I think the best presentations for me is that generally these are areas that are underfunded. So I was also asking myself that seeing that we now that the departments are created, some of them coming together, at what time do we influence budget allocation in terms of amount? Because what easily happens is that we may find that we run far behind things, either as ourselves as a committee, or the department itself says, no, we were not aware of this. So it's a question that's crossing my mind, that even when we talk of other meetings, it means we must look at obligations that we have such that we don't run behind the train.
I think it's almost the same concern that we were raising to the department with regard to the third plan. At what time do we get involved and what time do they take along our contribution towards the structure? I think it's almost a similar question that you are raising. Perhaps you could raise that with the department and they will guide us on that.
Thank you. I think I support what you say, that we should really reflect on where we are. But I'd just like to pick up a point about things like wheelchairs, making brains, transport, and what Jason said here about needing budget to know what we've got and what we can do with it. I just know through my personal interaction with various institutions that there's a tremendous shortage of wheelchairs. And I wonder whether we shouldn't do some kind of an audit to see what the situation is, where the shortages are, and then that will also give us an idea of all the funding that is needed to be able to make up the backlog. It's obviously very wide, but we've got to make it felt somewhere.
And I also think we should try and target, you know, a group. Obviously, we cannot do everything at once.
Well, well, I agree that we need to create a family and have a short document. But I think basically, the document is to have what area should be overnight, for the legislation, legislation budget. But I don't see. I don't think anything about time. I think that we should also do. And this month was very nice to my colleagues. I thought we may be able to end the things we did to be able to do. We may have to recommend that we should come on this issue. We should push for legislation. We should not only monitor the situation. We should also keep other formulating legislation to check some of the malpractices that are taking place at this level in Brazil. And
I think we just very simply look at all what we're just beginning with. These are something for you to consider. It's not to say that somebody is going to look at this working with loop end. These are things for you to consider as instead of tackling 100 things for this year, 100 things, maybe choose violence against us without music and look at that. Or whichever one of those things they are. This is something that we just consider a thing to work with for the year, as opposed to taking on everything that we can work out.
My wonder is that some of the issues are ongoing. They affect this sector everything. And for instance, HIV AIDS. You can't talk about it this year, talk about it next year. You see, you can use the situation. You can't talk about it. We're talking about the institution of crazy things. Now, maybe we need some measure of creativity. There are things that are unusual, which are immediate. And there are others which are medium health. The others will be long health. Maybe if you can categorize your things.
Thanks for that.
I think what is important to me, because we're just seeing our doctors and shortcomings, you know, in the bathroom. We need to look at health department, some each department. I think that's going to be important about it. And when it comes to our facilities for bathrooms, you know, we have to look at our key priorities, because the treatment mentions things. And how do you control work that we are doing? Because I know this after proposal, but when you read through this work, what I believe you should go back and read, and then look at this within our priorities, and then work according to that. And I'm glad that you see extra input from the other members that can take into consideration to because when I look through on the flat, the African child for the same human rights, and you look at the fact, you know, when it comes to the AU and certain other things, but what seems important is that the African child,
from the department.
Yes. Yes.
Let me give a chance.
Thank you for the question. Sorry, I was late this morning. I don't know whether what is suggested here earlier on that is in the committee. I think it's important that we have a because I'm a bit concerned. Because it seems as if we are at some stage want to do the work of the JNC and they were the total tax defense committee now. They are no longer a JNC. We are a new department, I mean a new ministry that is doing the issue of women with ABC and so on. But we should not do the role that was done by the JNC. So I think it's very important that we move out of that background, the JNC, and we become a committee on women and so on.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you are saying, Kiki, but then what happens to the outstanding issues of the JNC?
Mm-hmm.
How do we take them along? We'll have to find a way.
But I'm worried because there's always said we should monitor the budget. If it was the role of the JNC to monitor the budget, I don't know whether, that's why it's important that we get a workshop because as now, new ministry that is established, are we also going to monitor budget of the other ministry?
Can we get clarity? I should have thought so.
Yeah.
We do. But I'm not watering down what you're saying on the issue of the workshop. I think we do need it so we can understand precisely what you're explaining now.
The way I look at the work of this committee, and even when it comes to the ministry itself, besides having an, what does it call, besides meeting with the team, or internal, an external team, outside business, so this has what does it call, because I think you know, like, we should get this on the name, but a transfer, so it is. The work that we do is transfer from where we like it or not. But I think what is important is the proposal and on the team that the research is made to us, but we know we have priorities and how do our priorities just need to, you know, the proposal they are making. So that is the way I understand. We also work with different departments. But we are going to prioritize. But we won't be able to do anything within this 1 year. Because this is years away, the Honourable Mansell Chabalang was speaking in our community. The
other is going to be up on my surname.
Oh, sorry, what's your surname?
My surname is Chabalang.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, ma'am. Sorry. I took it the wrong way around, I'll make an outfit. So a person has quite a number of issues. And I think we won't be able to do it in the future. We'll have to go back and think about these things.
Okay, let's have you and then you. I think we'll have to move towards closure.
Yeah.
We'll just 2 minutes. Of course, we are not going to be settled right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious, even from the input of the department.
Mm-hmm.
They are not settled as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, let's just relax and be...
Yes, I wanted to say that, we must take this information, and I think the presentation was done very well. and I wish to thank them for taking the initiative by giving us a way forward as a committee. But then my last input would be, I think this committee will only know, we will actually only know until the tech plan of the department to give us the right to what to follow, and the minister said that we can be part of that plan, and I think that she may give us an opportunity so that we can, you know, give input on how we see this department. Maybe also lastly, in saying this, that we have to, you know, we will probably have to wait for the department. Is the fact that social development, we told you about transfers of segregation, speeches, and the other partners, the areas that we are looking at in this new ministry is partly exactly the same as social development. So, I think that we need to go back and familiarize ourselves with the info that we have here and stay in contact with the department on the part of the fact that they should be part of that.
Just going to come in. Yes, thank you. Going to the day, just wondering whether there were legacy reports from the day, because those are available. I know we have a designer just to be part of our purpose, to read and to see what they are saying. Legislation, which refers to being more legislation, I agree, but I think the most important thing we need to do is to speak to the implementation. Because we've got maybe good rules, but it's the implementation on the ground. Because this is where I come back again to things like August, and I know exactly why. But why don't we start with clinics, for example? How many wheelchairs do you have in the clinics? So, yeah, I think that's where we must focus. What are we actually doing to make a difference in the lives of these
people?
And that's just one thing.
Those of you who I take to the lecture. So if you say you want to relax, I feel it would kick up. Because that's what does not exist in my bed.
No, can I just correct that? Can I interrupt you?
Can I
interrupt you? When I say relax, I'm saying in terms of, you know, the emotions that you now have, that you are not certain. I'm not meaning that you go back and relax literally. That's what I actually mean. You can proceed from that mantra.
I think I agree with you that perhaps it's being a data form. And what the researchers would do out of this field is that it became as to this address the issues which are an issue of implementation. So that we then, instead of waiting until, so that when we meet with the ministers, we're able to have ask pertinent questions. We would have used some of the things that were done, some of the things that we face today, and therefore are able to put appropriate questions and suggestions and recommendations, rather than wait until they have their own plan and so on, so that even our own frame of mind is prepared. Otherwise, we will get there, we will then say, okay, give us a plan, we must go and study the plan, and then we'll come back. And yet, if we are there, they are presenting, we already have fashioned our own mind as to the kind of person that we might want to ask. I think the researchers can help identify without necessarily saying formulate new policies, things that they themselves, sitting in the agency, would have identified as areas and gaps in implementation so that they brief us properly. And not just to read the document, because reading the document is unlike reading somebody's body language and understanding where a person, what should have been done. I would really support the issue of a workshop. Again, in terms of separation of power, our workshop should not depend on whether the ministry has had its strategic plan or not. I think we have a responsibility to do those things that we know are correct and ourselves be able to feed into the strategic plan, rather than waiting for the strategic plan to and then you come and say, no, 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 but this and this. Because we then have debated certain issues ourselves, and then are clear on some of the things that we might want to ask to do in the strategic plan. I wouldn't imagine that the strategic plan would be anything drastically different from the gender policy framework. I really doubt it very much. I think anything we could be identified there is the implementation of the policy. Thank you. So by the end, I think we need to just keep that.
Let us move from this premise. I think let us go as political parties and have study groups. And you can come up when we meet again to say, this is how we have looked at this. We think this is how we can do it. We will do the same. Kiki will do the same with her party. I think it will give us guidance to say, no, this is how we have seen it to be possible. Then we come back and we move from there. You have your hand up.
So you will see, for example, those who know that the issues that the ASL is called women, we've got something that can be an overseas for cases of over 14 women, but we've also done such overdoses. The way in which we pull together these stories, most of the sensitive environment work on this in isolation, we have to do it with the sensitive environment. So even though we don't have the results, we try to have a series of conversations with organizations of civil society who know the issues. So we put in a disability sector, we say, you know disability issues, you work in the sector, tell us what you can do. We put in gaps, we put in red traffic in Chinese, so we put in the tourists, we say to them, tell us what you think. So in a way, and ultimately this is a political decision, it's not a research of civil society, but what we want to bring you here is what people out there are saying, in conjunction with what else the state of the nation is saying, what the government policy is saying. So yes, this is not an exhaustive list, but it's very strategic to put together, but ultimately it's a political decision as to how you use it.
I think that also in our minds, I take it that we all accept that we must be more practical oriented. So that because there is a threat that unaware we may find ourselves in a committee in meetings, you know, where as our job is being oversight, we should be more out there. And that's one part. And then the other part is to say what we can avoid to repeat, we should try to avoid to repeat. So I'm making the same proposal that I made when the department was here, to say the committee secretaries and inspectors should go back to the report of the different areas, in whatever form they were made, but concentrating in our area. To find out which areas were noted to have been where the department has failed, you know, right across, and which areas have been so noted by the auditor general. The first part I was speaking of a committee similar to ours, the previous ones, and then the AG, and then our office, and also to be sensitive towards the NGOs have also pointed out previously, so that by the time we come out with our plan, oversight plan, we take on board such, and even if we make input into what the department is planning, we may find we also know certain things which they may have missed. But then the other part, what Congressman Manto suggested, to say what is current we must run with it, because and when she made an example to the children under the threat of Ubuqala, if we don't run with it, then who is run with it and when? So it once more comes to that part where there may be certain things that we may have to attend to immediately, even while we are developing a plan. But there is a chance to also not lose sight that we are both an independent country and a rural country. So that the orientation of the resource that comes must speak to not only the urban context, but they must also speak to the rural context. And also, the last 2 points, they must also look at if there are reports from Finnish. You know, just check whether there is anything that will reach out if they want to receive that. And also, there was an argument that children living and working in the street, they somewhere fall through the cracks, you know. Sometimes they are regarded as children, and sometimes they are not children. So they must also look into that, and so that they bring it for us to consideration. Thanks very much.
Why don't you say then that the researchers should also bring those reports to us in the meantime, so that while they look at those reports, we also look at them. We could pick up issues as well for the next meeting. On that note, can we adjourn this meeting? Thank you very much for coming. And also, can we just say sorry for not even having a snack? I don't think the budget for the committee has been allocated. What is this that you get?
I get some of the
savings. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Thank you so much.